The Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Back at Voodoo Reserve, where Grovedale 13-15-93, too good in the end for Bell Park 9-9-63, and we're not too far away from heading down to Josh Conway. I'm not sure where the buzz has thrown the headphones on Daniel Fraser yet.
Congratulations, mate. You must be absolutely over the moon.
Yeah, no, really happy with the boys. Committed to everything. You know, it's been a long 18 months, and to have that sort of effort and buy-in from the group, it obviously showed today. And yeah, I couldn't be prouder of the boys. They were fantastic.
What impressed you the most? It looked like from ground level there was great pressure around the footy. Was that something that stood out?
Yeah, I thought defensively we were really good today behind the ball, and I thought our forward 50 pressure was really good, and it created a few opportunities in that first quarter when there was a little bit of momentum going against us, and we created a couple of goals out of it. So I thought that really started us going when we were a couple of goals down in that first quarter.
Fraser, do I sense just a tinge of emotion in your voice from that performance? And I reckon I sensed some at three-quarter time as well, that what you said to them in that huddle just got the juices flowing a bit?
Yeah, look it's... I know everyone's talking about it. I always talk about the big seven, but, you know, and we're sort of not considered in that. So I've always said, you know, we want to be one of those teams, and hopefully we've taken a really big step forward today in that regards. But, yeah, look, it's 18 months of work. You know, we missed last year. I was disappointed we didn't get the opportunity to show everyone how much we improved. So, yeah, it's only one game out of 18, but in saying that, look, it's a bit more of a build-up because of the timeline. So you probably do feel it a little bit as a coach. As much as everyone asks me before the game, you say no. But, yeah, you probably do. I'd have to be honest there.
It's not all rainbow and roses, unfortunately. You'll say you're looking at the other way at the time, but Nathan Dean's had that collision with Hamish Cunningham in the third quarter. Did you see it, and do you have some concerns that might be looked at by the MRP?
Look, they'll look at it if they need to. I wasn't too concerned. I thought Nathan won the contest. Yeah, there was contact, but I'd put it more down to poor technique picking the ball up than Nathan clipping him, to be honest. So, in all honesty, I don't think we've got too much to worry about there.
Daniel, amazing effort. Like, it was great to watch. And we were waxing lyrical before the game about where you were going to get your goals from. I think we've worked it out. There's a big bloke at the top of the goal square who has got a cult figure, I suspect, at the moment. He's pretty well loved by the boys, and he kicked four top gill, and he's a beauty.
He's a ripper. And look, probably Christmas time I probably made a decision I was going to back the kid in, and he's a big lump and he's still Colts eligible, and he's competed, he's got better every practice match, he's a sponge, and you probably saw the locals got pretty excited in the last quarter there when he ran in.
So did we, that's right.
But he's a great kid. He only wants to get better. It's fantastic. I'm really happy for Tom, not just Tom, but all our youngsters. But I thought at first game of GFL senior footy today, I thought he was fantastic.
And at the other end, I suppose, and don't take this the wrong way, but a few blokes in the back line who were probably before today, like, I've looked at them and thought, I've seen Pat Knott play and probably wing half forward, and he's playing half back on the back pocket. Campy and obviously Baker and a few others who are playing there. It's just, they look like they've worked together well in the practice matches because they worked really well today as a back six.
Yeah, I thought our back seven today actually worked really well together. They fed off each other. We changed a few matchups there to get it on our terms, and they responded to that really well. There's a really nice unity down there with that back seven. I think we've got a nice mix of talls, shorts, mobiles, blokes who can play as that third. So I'd agree. They're coming along nicely, and I still think there's a few areas for improvement there.
Speaking with victorious Grovedale coach Daniel Fraser, here's Matt Kershaw on K-Rock Footy.
Hello, Fraser.
Hello, Matthew. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Good.
Fantastic,
mate.
Win. Well done. Mate, we were talking just before we got across to you at three-quarter time, and, you know, it's always a bit of that excitement with the kids, and, they can lose their heads a little bit in games, and, you know, when you're up by a couple of points or a couple of goals and they start looking at the scoreboard, we'd actually discussed that before we spoke to you, and then you've crossed over to us and said all you want them to do is play footy. You must have been really proud with the way they would have just finished that last quarter off and played their games without worrying about the scoreboard or external pressure. They just actually nutted down, continued their pressure and hit the scoreboard.
Yeah, no, it was a worry, like, to me as a coach. Like, the one thing we mentioned before we come down is young kids can sometimes look at the scoreboard and think, I've got to defend to win the game. And that, we had to kick goals in the last quarter to win it. So it was a really strong message. Hey, guys, let's be aggressive with the footy. Let's defend well when we haven't got it. But we've got to tick the scoreboard over. So I actually thought they responded to that really well and just continued to stick to the game plan. And I thought our ball movement was really good in the last quarter, and we were really aggressive with it and made ourselves really hard to defend.
Yeah, particularly when they come at you a little bit and then you responded really well and that was it.
Yeah, well, it was probably early on in the game they come at us early. I thought we responded well there sort of halfway through that first quarter, and then they come at us again probably that 10-minute mark of the last, and I thought our kids stood really tall. There's a real couple of real crucial contests, like the Liam Davies one at centre-half back was fantastic. We ended up getting a shot on goal. So, you know, without individualising, I thought the group responded really well to it.
Excellent.
Tell us about Matty Harvey. He's probably about your sixth most experienced player, but he's only played 35 games. But he seemed to just carry the midfield. I know Speedy was fantastic, but Matty Harvey, when the chips were down a little bit, you still found him around the footy and winning it?
Yeah, he's just got a bit of class, hasn't he? When he's got the ball in hand, I've sort of taken him under the wing the last 18 months, and he's got a real bit of class with the ball in hand. He's getting better defensively, but he's got a bit of X factor. And when he opens up and gets a bit of open ground in front of him, whether it's by foot, by hand or running, he really breaks the game open. So it was really good for halves to have such an impact with the ball today. I thought he was fantastic.
Does this change your expectations, Fraser?
I'm just worried about training well on Tuesday night. I keep saying that. It's not 1 week at a time at Grovedale. It's one session at a time. And we've just spoke about rehabbing properly, making sure we're ready to train. And I still think there's some really good coaching points for us as a group, that we'll get out of today, that we'll go and have a look at the footage and show the boys. But I think the upside's definitely there. Like, there's a truckload of it. I don't think it changes expectations. I think It'll probably be outside of our four walls that the expectation will change. But at the end of the day, I'm looking to train well Tuesday, looking to train well Thursday, and then carry this sort of enthusiasm and intensity into Geelong West. I'll look forward now, Kingy, even though you keep asking me that. I will look forward now.
When you left the ground, did you have to yell out to Will Jeffrey to say, no, mate, you can come into our rooms now?
He did a good job, didn't he?
He did.
And it's something probably I spoke to Will about for a while, and I just thought the way he played early on, I thought he was crucial when a little bit of momentum against us in that first quarter. I thought he was probably the one who turned the tide back our way. So I was wrapped with the job he did on Patton. I thought it was fantastic, especially early.
Absolutely. Fraser, well done. I reckon a momentous win for this footy club would be one of the greats in their history. There hasn't been a lot of success here in the GFL era, as we all know, and you haven't tipped over this mob since the prelim final in 2016.
I think the last win against one of the Big Seven was July 17, 2017. So you're talking 3.5 years. So it is a big win, but at the end of the day, it's 1 week out of 18, and now we get ready for Geelong West. We start preparation for that, and we'll back the young kids in. I'll back them in. The club will back them in, and I think we're on the right track, and we've showed some really good signs today.
We wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, guys.
Good work, Fraze.
Just thanks for all the work you guys are doing. It's great for local footy to have you guys down here, and fantastic crowd today. So thanks, guys, for your efforts, and keep up the good work for the rest of the year.
Keep playing like that, and we'll be back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's hope so, Kingy. See you shortly.
Daniel Fraser, coach of Grovedale.
The Geelong Marine World post-match interview.